I invite you to sit up straight with your feet flat on the floor and either fix your eyes on a spot or close them. And notice the breath flowing in and out of your lungs. Notice it coming in through the nostrils, down into the lungs, and back out again. And as you do that, be aware you're noticing. There goes your breath, and there you are noticing it. If you can notice your breath, you cannot be your breath. Your breath changes continually, sometimes shallow, sometimes deep, sometimes fast, sometimes slow. But the part of you that notices your breath does not change. And when you're a child, your lungs were so much smaller. But the you who could notice your breathing as a child is the same you who can notice it as an adult. Now that might get your mind worrying, analyzing, debating. So take a step back and notice, where are your thoughts? Where do they seem to be located? Are they moving or still? Are they pictures or words? And as you do notice your thoughts, be aware you're noticing. There go your thoughts, and there you are noticing them. If you can notice your thoughts, you cannot be your thoughts. Your thoughts change continually, sometimes true, sometimes false, sometimes positive, sometimes negative. Sometimes happy, sometimes sad. But the part of you that notices your thoughts does not change. And when you were a child, your thoughts were so very different than they are today. But the you who could notice your thoughts as a child is the same you who notices them as an adult. Now your mind may not agree to this. In fact, I expect throughout the rest of this exercise, your mind may debate, analyze, attack, or intellectualize whatever I say. So, as an experiment, see if you can let those thoughts come and go like passing cars. And engage in the exercise, no matter how hard your mind tries to pull you away. Now, notice your body in the chair. And as you do that, be aware you're noticing. There is your body, and there you are noticing it. It is not the same body you had as a baby, as a child, or as a teenager. You may have had bits put into it, bits cut out of it. You have scars and wrinkles and moles and blemishes and sunspots. It's not the same skin you had in your youth, that's for sure. But the part of you that can notice your body never changes. As a child, when you looked in the mirror, your reflection was very different than it is today. But the you who could notice your reflection is the same you that notices your reflection today. Now quickly scan your body from head to toe and notice the different feelings and sensations. And pick any feeling or sensation that captures your interest. And observe it with curiosity, noticing where it starts and stops, and how deep in it goes, and what its shape is, and its temperature. And as you notice this feeling or sensation, just be aware you're noticing. There is the feeling, and there you are noticing it. If you can notice this feeling or sensation, you cannot be this feeling or sensation. Your feelings and sensations change continually. Sometimes you feel happy, sometimes you feel sad, sometimes you feel healthy, sometimes you feel sick. Sometimes you feel stressed, sometimes relaxed. But the part of you that notices your feelings does not change. And when you're frightened, angry, sad, jealous, or bored in your life today, the you who can notice those feelings is the same you that can notice your feelings as a child. Now, notice the role you're playing in this moment. And as you do that, be aware you're noticing. Right now, you're playing the role of a client. But your roles change continuously. At times, you may be in the role of a child, of a parent, a sibling, a friend, enemy, neighbor, rival, student, teacher, citizen, customer, worker, employer, employee, and so on. If you can notice those roles, you cannot be those roles. And there are some roles you will never have again. like the roll of a young child. But the you who notices your roles does not change. It's the same you that could notice your roles even when you were very young. We don't have a good name in everyday language for this part of you, but I'm going to call it the observing self. You don't have to call it that. You can call it whatever you like. And this observing self is like the sky.